Kurabus, I hope all is good. Good vach, Shavuot Tov. Today's daf is Beitza Daf Yud Ches. We stopped a little bit early on Erev Shabbos. We're up here at the on Yud Zayin of the Beis at the two dots. Beis Shammai Omrim Shnei Taf Shilin. Right, if you remember, right, the Mishnah had said that Beis Shammai says you need two dishes right, for an Erev Taf Shilin, and Beis Hill says you only need one. So the Gemara is going to learn here a little bit differently. That we understood that as Kipshuto, right? That you need two dishes, right? And Beis Hill says you only need one. So Maris Nisan Delokai Tana, the Mishnah Gemara just says that this Tana, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, has a different understanding of two dishes versus one dish, right? So he says like this: I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Tanya, I'm Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Modim Beis Shammai uBeis Hill al Shnei Tafshilin Shetzarich. Everybody agrees actually that you need two dishes. Right, two items for an Erev Taf Shilin. Amanech, well, what's the machlokas? Al dag ubeitza she'olav. Let's say you have a fish and an egg right on top of it. So Beis Shammai omrim shnei taf shilin. Beis Shammai says two dishes. Now, what does that mean? Rashi says it's a little bit confusing that you need two dishes and this is not one of them. Right, if you look at Rashi, right, Beis Shammai omrim shnei taf shilin tzorich, comma, you need two dishes, v'zeh ketav shel echad, and this is like one dish, right, it's very confusing. Beis Hillel omrim taf shel echad, Beis Hillel says, right, you need one dish, i.e., that this works, right, that this is considered to be two dishes, meaning that this one egg-fish combo is considered to be two. So it's very confusing, but that's what Rav Shimon Elazar says. V'shavin, but they agree, again, this is understanding, prepare beitza v'nasan l'toch ha'dag, if you mashed an egg and put it inside the dog, inside the fish, osher rosak kaflutos, or if you kaflutos, some sort of vegetable, right? If you, Rashi says karti, so that's probably, I think it's cabbage, or I forget exactly. And if you crushed up this vegetable, v'nasan l'toch ha'dag, and you put it inside the fish, she'en shnei taf shilin, everybody agrees that is two different dishes, two different items, right? And that's fine. Amara Rava halacha ketana didan v'alib beis hillel, and halacha is like our Mishnah, right? According to beis hillel, right? That you need only one. That you need only one dish, and that's we pointed out yesterday. That therefore most people have an egg and a matzah, right, for Erev Taf Shilin. That's two things, right? Again, in light of the Mishnah, the Gemara we said yesterday, we learned yesterday, it's only Beis Shammai's opinion that you need the specific preparation you're going to do. You need something cooked for cooking, you need something baked for baking, etc. So Tosas over here, if you look at Tosas Amarava, so he explains that that's Rebbeinu Tam Shita, and the Rebbe doesn't like it, but either way, could be that's what we are relying on. Okay. If you lose your Erev Taf Shilin, what do you do? Right, you can't cook anymore. So Abai says, Naktina, we learned, meaning that we the tradition is like this, that Hitchol Bisaso Nvenechal Eruvo Gomer. That what happens, let's say the Erev Taf Shilin was eaten in the middle of your preparations. So Abai says you can finish what you're doing as long as you started, right, you're making your dough, for example, as the Gemara says, right, you can finish your baking, even though the Erev is gone. Okay, new Mishnah. Chalios achar Shabbos, let's say Yontif falls out after Shabbos. So Beis Shammai omrim matbilin esakol melifnei Shabbos, Beis Hillel omrim kelim melifnei Shabbos v'adam b'Shabbos. What is the din? This Mishnah talks about tevila, going to the mikvah, right, on Yontif. Let's say Yontif falls out on Sunday, right? So Beis Shammai says, you can't do any of the tevilos, you can't do any of the tevilos you need to do, you can't dip any of the kelim. Kelim here is going to refer to clothing as well as utensils, as you'll see in a second. So Beis Shammai says you can't do it on Shabbos, you got to do everything on Friday. Beis Hillel says, no, you can do kelim, right, as you'll see in a second, is let's say begadim or utensils or whatever, that's got to be before Shabbos, but you yourself, right, you can go to the mikvah on Shabbos, and that's fine, right? Again, there's a concept that adam, that a person is always mitar himself before the regal, so again, there's no problem for the person to go to the mikvah, says Beis Hillel, on Shabbos proper. The other Shabbos, right? Okay, Shavin, but they agree. Shemasigin is Hamayim bekli Evan l'Taharon, that you're allowed to put water. This is a concept of Hashaka, that you're allowed to put water that's Tameh in a kli Evan, in a stone kli, to connect it, to touch it to waters of a mikvah. The water of the mikvah, meaning, is going to touch the impure water and then make it tahor. And in that case, right, you're allowed to do that. Just to clarify, a kli evan is not makabel tumah. So if you have, like, say, a bowl that's made out of stone, you can dip that in the mikvah. The water that is in there, if it's tameh, will touch the mikvah water and become tahor. Avalo matbilin, but you can't dip and do tvila on the mikvah water, as the Gemara will say. Right, you can't use a kli that is wood as opposed to a kli that is stone. Right, okay, we'll talk about this in the Gemara, and then the Gemara will also talk about this last phrase over here. Umatbilin migav legav mechabura lechabura. Right, you can literally means you can dip from one back to another, and from one group to another. Obviously, that doesn't mean anything. But we'll talk about that. I'm not sure we'll talk about it today. We'll probably talk about that tomorrow, probably another. But let's see what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says, "Kudukuli amam miyaz kli b'shabbos lo." Everybody agrees. But again, whatever, right, the machlokes between Hashem and Beis Hillel, right, turned out to be, right, whether a person could go to the mikvah on Shabbos if Yontif is Sunday, right, if you need to tie yourself before the regal. Right, whether you can go to the mikvah on Shabbos. But everybody agrees that all the kelim, the utensils, the clothing that you have beforehand, that needs to be purified beforehand. So the question is like this, right? My time, why is that? Why can't you be metabel? Why can't you be tovel kelim, right, on Shabbos on Shabbos, right? And in our case, so we're gonna have four different possibilities. And as the first one, we'll take a little bit, and because we're gonna have some questions on it, and then we're gonna bring the last three, right, pretty rapid fire. So Amar Rabba. Rabba says the first suggestion is Gzeira Shema Yitlano Biyado Ve'Avira Dalaramas Brishus Arabin, right? Because we're concerned that maybe you'll take these kalim, the clothing, utensils, etc., and carry them Dalaramas Brishus Arabin. This is the same Rabba that says that, like we have Sukkot on Monday night, right, that if Yontif falls on Shabbos, or any day of Sukkot that falls on Shabbos, you don't take a lulav, or the Megillah, or the shofar, right? This is the same Rabba, right, where he's concerned that you may come to carry the kelim in the Shizur Rabbim. Amar Le'Abaye, Abaye says, well, yesh lo bor b'chatzir o'ma ikla mimer. Okay, so let's say you are fortunate enough to have a mikvah in your backyard. So you're not going anywhere. So what's the problem? So Amar Le'Abaye, gzera bor b'chatzro, right, otu bor b'shizur Rabbim. So he says, gzera, yeah, we're not going to let you to do it in your backyard, right? Because most people don't, and people may come to think that it's mutter, and they may do it in their shizur rabim. The Gemara says, okay, atenach Shabbos b'yomtav ma'ikla mimer. Right, well, that all is asur in Shabbos, right? When you can't carry anything, right? But on Yontif, when you can carry for certain Yontif, right? We said that if you remember that Mishnah, right? Since otzah is mutter for ochal nefesh, it's also mutter for not ochal nefesh. That's Beis Hillel shita, and he needs to have some sort of tzorach Yontif. Here, certainly, there's a tzorach Yontif. Why can't, right? You should definitely, right? There's no concern of you being carrying the kalim on Yontif, so why shouldn't that be a problem? So the Gemara says, you're right, Gazru Yontif Adu Shabbos, right? You're in a chinami, but we're gozer, we decree that you can't do it on Yontif, because otherwise you may come to do it on Shabbos. The Gemara says, whoa, migas rinan, that's really far off. Right, if that's not, then we learn the Mishnah, but Shavin, they agree, Beisol Beishamai, Shemashikin is Hamayim, Bekli Evin, Lataran, Avalomad Bilim. Wait, one second. But the Chazal, right, both Beisol and Beishamai, right, agree that you can dip the waters, right, the Tame water, the non Tahor water, in a Kli, in a stone Kli, and dip it in the Mikvah to do Hashaka, to connect the water, and then the Tame water becomes Tahor. And Avalomad Bilin, right, but you can't do it in a wooden kli. Right, but in Vim Isa, but if you're telling me that, you know, we're go this far to be gozer Yontif Atu Shabbos, right, and also as we said before, if a mikvah in your backyard is we're going to be gozer, you can't do that because you may come to someone else may come to go to Shuzer Abim. So Nigzar Hashaka Atu Hatbala. Right, why, if you're telling me that in once this whole, if you're telling me that we're going to be gozer, that we're concerned, make all these gzeras, so why shouldn't you similarly make a gzera that you're not allowed to dip tame water in a stone kli, because you may come to dip tame water in a wooden kli? That's what the Gemara says, but Tzizra, does that really make sense? The Gemara says, what are you talking about? Right, if you have good water, right, meaning tahor water, right, what do you need to do hashaka for? What do you need to dip it in the tame water? Meaning the assumption here is that the tummy water, right, is kind of like is kind of gross. So the reason you're not just kind of pouring it all together, right, again, one of the ways you can be metahar water is to connect one tahar water and tummy water. But if the tummy water is kind of gross, right, so you dip it, you keep it in a stone kli, you kind of just let the lip overflow, and then they touch, and then you take it out quickly while without ruining your water. But the Gemara says, meaning isle ma'im yofim, like if you had good tahar water, meaning other water, right, that is tahar, right, so honey lama li lameva lehu shaka, you don't need to do a shaka, right, meaning, because otherwise you could just use the other water. Ella, must be the lesle, that this scenario you have no other water, and therefore kibin delesle mizari zari behu. So this, since this is your only water, right, you need to be mitarid before the regal, right? So you're going to be very careful with this water. So it doesn't make sense, right? We're not concerned, right? We're not that you're going to make all of it tame, and therefore we're not going to be gozer, right? That you may have to come and dip it in a wooden kli. So Gemara says, well, Esve, okay, hold on, I'll ask you another question. When Madlin Bedili Tame, where you are allowed to take water in a Tame Dili, the Tame is a wooden bucket, right? Vehu Tahor, right? And the bucket becomes Tahor when you dip it, right? If you have to go down to a well, right? A well is, the Chora is a mikvah, if it's filled with rainwater. So you can take water up from that, from that thing, so you can draw water and be mitaher the kli at the same time. In a chanami, you couldn't just dip this bucket in the mikveh straight away. But since you're drawing water, right, you're allowed to do it agav the drawing water. But if you tell me that we're gonna make these gzeiras, right, to make sure nothing happens, right, nigzor delma asilat bulei beine, right, we should be gozer. You're not allowed to draw water from a wooden in a wooden bucket. Because you may come to be tovelet, you may come to dip it in the mikveh straight up. So, of course, the shiny house. No, that's different because mitok shalu hutrelo, right? Al yedei dalio zachor. No, so that's different because there, the only way we're allowing you to do it is through this kind of backhanded way. So, tachlis is that people will remember, right, that it's that there's an isser to dip it in the straight up in the mikveh, and therefore they won't do that. Obviously, we're not concerned. So, okay, so Rabbi says again, Isve, hold on 1 second. The Rabbi says that klishin has been meragamtiv. If the kli became tame and eragamtiv, ain't mat bilan osob yantiv. You can't dip it on yantiv. You can't put it in the mikveh on yantiv. You should have done that from erev yantiv. And since you, right, we said this several times in the Masechta that if you should have done something on erev yantiv, you can't wait till yantiv to do it, so that way you're not going to be allowed to do it. So therefore, but biyamtiv, but if it became tamei anyantiv, then mabila no so biyamtiv. You can dip it in the mikvah anyantiv. So Gemara says, v'misav, and it's really true, nixar di yomtov atu yarev yantiv. If you tell me that we're really going to be gozer, all these stages to step to make sure these things don't happen, so why aren't we similarly gozer, that a kli that became tamei anyantiv, we're not going to allow you to do that, because you may come to be tovel, a kli that became tamei on erev yantiv. Gemara says tuma yantiv milzad lo shchichoi. No, tuma yantiv, that's not common, right? Again, we just said that everybody is matari themselves before the regal. Everybody's got to be ola the regal. They got to go to the Beis Hamikdash, right? You got to be tohar, right? People become things becoming tamei during yantiv. That's not common. Milzad lo shchichoi lo gozer be'rabanan. If something is not common, so Chazal we're not gozer. Esve, another question. Finally, one more question. A couple more questions even. Kalisha and Idma Bavatuma. Let's say you had a Kali that became an Avatuma. But again, came in touch, let's say came in touch with someone, let's say a sheretz or a mace, or is it an ohella with a mace? So Ema Pilan Sob Yantif, you can't dip it on Yantif. Dip it in the mikvah on Yantif. That would be, as Rashi says over here, similar to Matak and Kli. It's as if you're fixing it, right? That's a derabanan of Makav Batish. So, in Vladatoma, but if it became Tomei for Vladatoma, meaning it touched a Rishon, right? If you remember for the Tumah stuff that we had earlier in this stuff, we cycle. So, the Tumah stuff, right, is an Avatoma, which is a Via Vosa Tumah is a dead body, but an Avatoma, and that's the Tumah that comes from touching a mace or from a sheretz, as I said before, etc. A Vlada Tumah is, if that then touches something else, that becomes a Rishon. So if the Kli became Tummy from a Vlada Tumah, i.e. it became Tummy from a Rishon, then the Kli is a Sheni the Tumah, and then Mabilan is Obiyant. If that's only a Tumah de Rabbanan, and therefore you can take it to the Mikvah on Yant. The Gemara says V'misa, but if really you're telling me we're extending all of these Takanos, so Nigzor Ha Aduha, Chazal should say that you're not allowed to be Tovel a Kli that became a Sheni the Tumah, because you shouldn't be, because you may end up being Tovel a Kli that became Tummy by an Avatumah, that's a Rishon. So Gemara says, Vlada Tumah, Heichim Ishkakos. The Gemara says, 1 second. Vlada Tumah, you tell me, if a Kli became Tameh through a Vlada Tumah, i.e. a Rishon, so then the Kli is a Sheni. When do we have a situation where the Kli is a Sheni? What does that affect? That's only Gabi Kohanim. That only is Shayach to Kohanim. Right? Because a Kli that is a Sheni Latumah makes food that it touches a Shlishi. And why do we have a Halachos of Shlishi Latumah? That's only by Truma and Kachim. So that's only Shayach for Kohanim. Right, for regular people, right, there is no tumah that goes there But for a shlishi, it's not relevant to people who are not eating truma or kachim. So that, and that's only kohanims. Therefore, kohanims rusim him. The kohanim are careful, right? We see that all over Shas. The kohanim are careful, and therefore we don't have to be gozer. Tashma, give me another proof. I mean, another kasha against Rabba. That we extend the gzeres all that far. Damar v'chiyav bar Ashi amar Rav. Nida she'ein la begadim. If a woman who is a nida who does not have any clothing, right, and no tahor clothing to wear afterwards, after she goes to the mikvah. So maremes v'tovel's begadeh. She can pull a scam over here, and she can kind of go to the mikvah with her clothing on. Now a couple of things. First of all, we've already seen a couple haramas in this mesechta that you can kind of like skirt, quote unquote, skirt the halacha, no pun intended. You could go around and skirt the halacha. And we saw one scenario it was mutter, that was by the salting of the meat, and another scenario we saw that harama was aser. And here we see again that harama is mutter, so just we should mention that the Rishonim write that haramas are not all the same. Right? Very often we like to find contiguous halacha when you find the same phrase in Shas. By harama, they're not related whatsoever, and you have to look at each case individually. So here we're going to allow her to do the harama. That's A. B, tovelas b'begadeh, how does a woman go to the mikvah with her clothing on? So obviously, the Rishonim point out over here, this is not tight-fitting clothing at all. It must be very, very loose, because obviously, you can't have a chatzitza, you can't have anything interspersing, whatever the word is. You can't have anything between the water and the woman's body. So obviously we're talking here with very, very loose clothing. Says the Braisa that you are, Rav says that you are allowed, a woman is allowed to do that, and thereby when she dips in the mikvah, so then the clothing becomes tahor as well. Then Isan, if you tell me that we're going to make all these zeros, and nigzor dilma osi lat bulei, right, that we know that a woman is allowed to go to the mikvah with her clothing on, maybe she'll just dip the clothing in the mikvah straight away. So going to the shiny hasam, it's different over there, Rabbah would argue, because there we're only going to allow her to go to the mikvah, right, wearing her clothing. That's really weird. Right, so therefore, zechurahi, right, and she will therefore realize, and everybody will know that is a weird heter, and therefore really she has to do that only because you're not allowed to dip clothing in a mikvah straight away. So therefore there's no need to be gozer. But by all these cases, right, by what Rabbi said before, that would be gozer, abor b'chatzero, b'atu b'shus rabim, and also there could be gozer yontif because of Shabbos. So that Rabbi, right, felt that it was appropriate, and he just successfully knocked out all of the caches against him. Right, and so that's his reason. And that's why we can't be tovel kalim, right, on Shabbos. That's answer number one. Answer number two. Rav Yosef says, Rav Yosef Amar, gzera mishum schita. It's a gzera because you may come to squeeze it out. Schita is a question in machlokas rishonim in terms of what it is a tolda of. Either it's a tolda of dash or it's a tolda of malabin, but either way, right, and there are nafkamin is there, but either way, I mean, schita is a tolda and of malacha diaraisa on Shabbos, and this is exera because you may come to schita, you may come to squeeze it out. This is why it's important to note that we're not just talking about metal spoons, we're talking about clothing that can be actually squeezed out. So Amalei Abaye says, Tenach kelim dibnei schita ninu. Okay, so that only works for clothing, right? Meaning utensils that can be squeezed. Kelim dilab bnei schita ninu, my kelim. What about other kelim, like I said, like a metal spoon or a wooden bowl or whatever? So Amalei, so Rav Yosef said back to him, Gzera at honey. You're right, inuchanami, but it's exera that if you can dip a metal spoon, you may come to dip clothing that you squeeze out, and that would lead you to do schita. So Esve kol hani itiyuta. So Abaye asked Rav Yosef all these kashas as well. Do we really make exera on exera? Right? Do we really extend it that far? Fishoni like a dashnina, and sure enough, Rav Yosef answered all the things that Rabbi answered, right, for all the cases above, right? See above, and they had the whole same discussion. Instead of quoting it again, right, the Gemara just sums up. That's answer number two. And answer number three as to why you're not allowed to dip kalim in a mikvah on Shabbos. Rabbi Amar Gzera Shema Yisha. But we're concerned that you might wait. What do you mean wait? So Rashi and Tosis both explain that on Yontif or on Shabbos, you have a lot more free time. Well, you're not working. Right? Your shul is long, yeah, and you have some nice minyanim, but Pasha says you're freer than you normally would. You're not going to work, so people might be okay. I'll just dip. I'll take a trip to the mikvah. The mikvah is usually by the shul. I'll take my kelim with me. I'll just dip it afterwards. Right? You might wait to do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Right, and that's we don't want that, because what does that mean? That means that there's more tuma hanging out around your house, which is obviously not good, right? If you're talking about Shabbos or Yontif, there's more chance that there will be matame, you know, let's say other items. Right, truma and the Rashi points out and the like, so we don't want that to happen. Tani kivas de Rabbi klisha nitzma mer v'yantiv in with bilino so v'yantiv again and Rabbi we learned in Brisa this is like Rabbi that again we're not allowed to dip a kli that became tame in erev v'yantiv or you're not allowed to dip that on yantiv because we don't want people waiting around to dip their kelim on yantiv and thereby increasing the possibility that there'll be more tuma in the house. Finally, Rava Amar Rava says why. Can't you dip kelim in a mikvah on Yom Shabbos? It seems like, and we mentioned a couple times before, it looks like tikkun kli. It looks like you're fixing a kli. You're making it from a tumah status to a tahor status. Now you can use it. So it looks like you're being mitakin it, and that is a din rabbanan. So the Gemara says, okay, well, ihach yadav nami. So okay, one second. Also, it seems like you're fixing a person also, right? You're making him tahor. Right? Basil said a person can go to the mikvah on Shabbos. So Gemara says, so Rava would answer to you, you're right. Adam nira kemekar. A person, it seems like he's cooling off. It doesn't actually look like he's going to the mikvah. Now, inachanami, that doesn't actually fix exactly what he's doing, right? But meaning that's only fixing what, like almost like the Marasayan issue. Pasha says that you know again that's what Chazal said that since it could be viewed as just something nice that he's doing, you know he's dipping in because it's really hot. So therefore it's not going to be awesome. So Moshe says okay that's only if he's dipping in some nice water. Well, right? Not all mikvahs are so beautiful. So what if he's going dipping in some gross water? Right? It doesn't look like he's going to cool off. That's gross. Who does that? So Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak Pamim Shadam Ba Bisharav. This could be sometimes. That's really, really hot. Verochets afilu me mishra and enechanami. Sometimes he will go take a dip in water that's used for soaking flax, and then in that which is right. Rashi writes to shorin napishtan ben. That people soak flax in. That's kind of gross water. So enechanami. Sometimes people do take a dip in the lousy gross water. The Gemara says, okay, teirach biyamna sechama. Okay, that's only in the summer. But biyamos like yishami Michael Amimer. What about when it's freezing outside? Sometimes a person, right, back then they didn't have roads, they didn't have sidewalks and streets, etc. You took a walk through the field, step in some, I don't know, cow dirt, dung or something, right? Sometimes people show up dirty from the field. Sometimes they do, you know, suck it up, take the polar bear plunge, and take a dip. Right, to clean themselves off, even in the winter. Okay, so Gemara says Teirach b'Shabbos. Okay, that works on Shabbos. So therefore, that's why it's mutter for a person to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. But Yom Kippur, ma'ik l'meimar. But what about Yom Kippur? So Marava mika miti b'Shabbos shariv Yom Kippur aser. Rava says, what are you talking about? Is there anything malacha wise that is mutter on Shabbos and aser on Yom Kippur? Obviously, the five inuyim, the five things we're not allowed to do in Yom Kippur, that's aser on Yom Kippur and not aser on Shabbos. That's not what he means. He means, is there anything malacha wise that is mutter on Shabbos and aser on Yom Kippur? Ella, rather, so must be that whole b'Shabbos shari be Yom Kippur nami shari. In a chanami, the reason doesn't seem to apply in Yom Kippur, but since it's mutter on Shabbos, therefore it's mutter on Yom Kippur, right? We had this similar place of hoel, but as I mentioned a few minutes ago, right, that we had earlier in the Masechta, the concept of hoel. That since on Daf Yud Beis, that since it's mutter, oh my gosh, I'm blanking. But since that something is mutter for Ocho Nefesh, that was Mitoch. I take it back. But it's similar to Hoel. Hoel v'Kloy Orchim. But either way, we have this concept of Hoel that since something is mutter, right, in one scenario, right, it is mutter in another scenario as well. The Gemara says, "Me hastily the Rava Hoel." Rava really holds this concept of since, meaning that since it's mutter in one scenario, it's also mutter in another scenario. Fatanah, and hold on one second. We learned that a Mishnah, this Mishnah in Shabbos, Hechoshes Bishina. If someone's concerned, he has a toothache. He's concerned about his teeth. He has a toothache. Lo yikma behem as a chometz. He shouldn't swallow vinegar. Apparently, that was the remedy. Right, again, you're not allowed to do necessarily refu on Shabbos, but exer because of tochein. So he shouldn't swallow vinegar, avol metalohu kadarko, right? But he is allowed to dip his bread in vinegar and then kind of eat the bread and press it to his tooth. If it feels better, he gets better, right? Uraminin Allah, and we said about this, we compared this, we noticed the stira in Bryce's, as the Bryce says later, and in the same spot, but the Bryce also says that lo yigma upolit, Aval migmah bolea, right? But he's not allowed to, you know, gargle with the vinegar, but he's allowed to swallow and spit it out. From Rabbaye, and Rabbaye said that ki tnan nami masnisen megamei politnan. And our Mishnah, meaning Rabbaye, it said, meaning how do you figure out that stira? Meaning the stira, I mean the Brisa says that you're allowed to you spit it out. The Mishnah said that no, you can't even put it in your mouth. You have to put it with bread. That seems to be an extra step, right? Further removed, right? The Brisa only said you're not allowed to swallow it, right? The Mishnah seems to imply you can't even, you know, gargle. So Abai had said that kitnam masnisin megami poletanam, that our Mishnah actually meant that you're allowed to sip and spit, right? That you're allowed to, you know, that you're allowed to kind of gargle it. But Rava said, "Afilu teva megabeo boleya." You can even say that the Mishnah did not allow you to gargle velo kasha, but there's still no sira because kan kodem tibo kan lachar tibo. It depends on whether you're before the meal or after the meal. Tibo literally means dipping, you know, the question is whether you dipped already or you can't dip. I mean, if you're before the meal, so then you can just dip and do that. But if it's after the meal, right, then you can't, meaning, so therefore you can sip and do the gargling before the meal, but you can't, meaning, because if you're about to eat, so the people who are gargling, right, they're not necessarily clear that they are doing it for therapeutic reasons, for refuah. It could just be that they're, you know, getting their mouth ready, right? People, you know, I guess, I don't know, not scope, but people will, guess, gargle to get their mouth clean, their palate ready, I don't know. So it could be that he's prepping for the suda, but after the suda is done, so there's no point to gargling, right? That's not that's not going to, what's it called? That's not, no one would think that you're actually eating. So, and if you'll tell me that Rava holds of sins, that since it's mutter here, it should be mutter there, so name a whole v'kotem tibol shari, lacha tibol nami shari. Why don't you tell me that since it's mutter before the meal, it should be mutter after the meal? Right, so the Gemara says, all right, enochinami, Rava, ahadr bei Rava, meahi, that Rava took it back, enochinami, that he took back the, what's it called, and he went to say like Abai, that Abai, that the Mishnah is talking about a case where actually the Mishnah is also asering gargling. The Brisa said lo yigma poleh, meaning he can't gargle, and the Mishnah is also asering gargling, but if he swallows it, then it's mutter. Right, so that's what Abaye said, that's what the Mishnah meant as well. So therefore there's no stira, because that's what the Mishnah and the Brisa are saying together. So Rava took it back. So, right, meaning that, and therefore, what do you see? That, and after he took it back, right, he held the concept of ho'il. Meaning after he took it back, then he paskened about Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, "My dahi other way." Well, how do you know that he took back his shita by the vinegar? Dilma meha other way. Maybe he took back the heter of Yom Kippur, meaning that since mutar on Shabbos is mutar on Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says, "Don't think that." The Tanya kol chay v'tfilos tovim kedarkan bein tishah b'av bein b'yom kippur. Don't think that, because there's another brisa that says that anybody who needs to go to the mikvah on tishah b'av and Yom Kippur, right, it can go normally, right? So it must be, right, that we are using this concept of hovel. It must be mutter, because otherwise, right, it wouldn't be mutter. So Pasha says that Rava, right, since there's another brisa that supports that halacha that it's mutter to go to the mikvah and Yom Kippur, so Pasha says that Rava took back his shita by the gargling and the swallowing vinegar, and to explain the Mishnah and the brisa that way. Now, just to clarify in terms of halacha, right, we do say nowadays that the mikvahs are closed on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. That's because usually we assume that the only ways you're allowed to, right, obviously Tisha B'Av, Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to wash yourself, right? That's one of the five things you're not allowed to do. So what about going to a mikvah? So if theoretically tevila bizmana mitzvah, that the tevila that we would be doing would be a mitzvah, so it could be that they would override Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, and that's Pasha says that's what the Gemara means over here. Nowadays, none of our tevilos, not for men, not for women, are bizmana, are in the proper time, because women are more machmir and men for sure not. So women are more machmir for their nidos, and then the definitely tevila is not bizmana mitzvah. So therefore, we do not do Tevila on Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, even though the Brisa here does say that. Okay, we're going to stop here, and we'll move right to the Hilchos Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.